Okay, we are in Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis. We are at the two dots, about 10 lines before the bottom of the Amud, Ketana v'Chareshes. Ketana v'Chareshes. So we saw in the Mishnah, in Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, we had five cases in the Mishnah. And the third case was Ketana v'Chareshes. So we spoke about a man who was married to two women. One was a Ketana, Kedushin Derabbanan, one was a Chareshes, which is also going to be some type of a Kedushin Derabbanan. And the Mishnah said, Ein bias achas mehen peteres tzarasa. The bia of one will not discharge the other. Rashi said of the Mishnah, Loi yadinen behei nichale, behei chashi ve'ishtei tzvei. We don't know which of the two is considered to be a more chashiv marriage, which one of these wives is considered to be more important. We'll see exactly what this means in the context of the sugya, but in essence what the Mishnah is saying is because we're not sure which marriage is stronger, then we don't know who can pater who. So, says the Gemara on Kuvyur HaMabez, Amr of Nachman Ashkachtei L'Ravada Baravo U'L'Rav Chana Chasnei D'Yasvei V'Kamakavu Akvasa V'Shuka D'Pumbadis. So Rav Nachman said, I found Rav Ada bar Ava and his son-in-law, Rav Chana, that they were sitting and Kamakavi Akvasa, which Rashi says, directly across, Makilin Talmidim Svivam Shahayu Bayim Lishmaya Divrei. They had a big keel around them, and they were speaking and learning in the Shuk of the Pumbadisa, of Amri. And they said, Hodisnan Ketanav Chareshes Ein Bias Achasmen Peteris Tzarasa. Is that we said in the Mishnah, Hani Mili Denaf Lalei Miachiv Pikeach? Is it referring to a case where they fell from a brother who was a Pikeach? I mean, he had all of his senses, all of his faculties, and he happened to be married to a Ketana, he happened to be married to a Chareshes. So Hani Mili Denaf Lalei Miachiv Pikeach, Dolo Yadinan, Ibe Ketana Nichalei, Ibe Chareshes Nichalei. If a regular man, with all of his senses, is married to both a Ketana and a Chareshes, we're not sure which of the two he prefers. Meaning, I b'Ketana nichalei de'asir chal deya. Perhaps he prefers Ishti Ketana, even though it's only Kedushin de Rabbanan, because she has the Maila, which is asir chal deya. And that will be very nice for him. I b'Chareshes nichalei. Or perhaps he prefers the Chareshes. Why the G'dayla? Because right now she's a G'dayla. Ubasbiya here, and she is a basbiya. As we mentioned yesterday, b'shem Tiferes Yisrael, it means to say that she is a basbiya gemura, meaning a ketana is from the age of 3 is ru'uya labiya, but as far as practically engaging in biya, like we mentioned yesterday, Rashi about Rivka Imenu, that Yitzchak waited a certain amount of time until she was ru'uya labiya, so she lacks that maila that she's not properly a basbiya gemura.
What does personal preference have to do?
Well, what we're going to see over here, what we're going to see in the sugya is, it seems to be a question of, and the Gemara is going to get into the intricacies of to what extent, which one do we say is the ikkar wife, and I understand that what's bothering you is because surely this should be a halachic yardstick. We should say which one is the stronger of the two halachically. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're more stronger married, if the marriage is a stronger marriage, then you part to your tzara. If it's a weaker marriage, it doesn't part to the tzara. But that seems to be the discussion. We'll have to try and piece it together, but that seems to be exactly what we're dining on.
It's going to be a normal situation. This is taking a special situation.
Well, we're discussing the Mishnah. This is the case of the Mishnah.
It's a normal situation. If the two are,
then one part of the other. In normal situation, one part of the other. Here, he's not. There's two Kedushin Derabbanan. The way I understand it is, we're speaking here in a case where there's a Kedushin Derabbanan. The next sugya the Gemara is going to get into, but both the Kedushin of the Chareshes and the Kedushin of the Ketana, it's both a Kedushin Derabbanan, and both of them have a Chisaron. And the Gemara is going to down on how do we look and how do we view the nature of the relationship of a Derabbanan de Ke'ishas with a Chareshes. And the Derabbanan de Ke'ishas with a Ketana. Mm-hmm. And what the Gemara is saying, that we know that there's a Kedushin Derabbanan between the two of them, and we're not sure which Midrabbanan is considered to be the stronger, and we're just using Svaras now to kind of perhaps suggest why maybe the Rabbanan made this one 65% and this one 60%, and so on. I think that's what's going to be Mavor. Bear this in mind. We'll see if we can piece it together. So again, one more time. We said he said that they were saying that the short of the case over here is that the wives fell from a man who was a piker. We're not sure. But if these women fell from a man who himself was a cheresh, vaday v'chereshes nichalei. Because then there's going to be two reasons why he prefers his cheresh's wife, and only one reason why he prefers his ketana wife. In this case, vaday v'chereshes nichalei. Why? She's a gedela, so she's a basbia. And number two, ubazminehi. She's also his kind. She understands him. He's a cheresh. She's a chereshes. They both know what it's like. They've both had similar nisyonos in life, similar experiences. And he has more of a dveikus with a woman who is a bas mine. So that is what Rav Avi bar Ava and Rav Chana, his son-in-law, were saying. Now, when Rav Nachman came to them and he heard them say this, he said, one second, I say, I think, even in a case, our Mishnah, which says that if a man is married to both a katan and a chereshes, and the bia of one does not pata the other, I say it's in all cases, in all situations, even if the guy is a cheresh, and even if there's two potential reasons as to why you might prefer ish to chereshes, there's still a stark tzad to say, look, this girl is a katan, this girl, even though she's a katana, she is a basdas. And can you imagine how useful it will be to be married to a woman who has the capacity of speech and hearing? I mean, that's going to be very, very important for this fellow. If you have a couple where both the husband and the wife are deaf mutes, that is really, really difficult to navigate. So I think it could be that there's a mila in katana, even though it's kedushin derabanan, and even though mitzvah the circumstances you might have thought otherwise. That's what I say. Good. Fine. So far we have one discussion as to the Mishnah, which says if a man is married to both a ketan and a chereshes, the bia of one doesn't pass to the other. And again, Rashi has said, because we're not sure in the world of the Chachamim that they said there's a kedushin derabanan to the two of them, which of the two did Chazal give more strength to the marriage? And the Gemara is giving reasons as to why you might be mad if one over the other. And is there a chilek between if the husband is a cheresh or not? It's not going to be so relevant for the Hemshech HaSikya. Now, ask the Gemara, Tachlis. Okay, so you said that the bia of one does not pat to the other. Okay. Vos tutmin. So practically, what are we supposed to do? These two women fell. They fell to the Yavam. What is he supposed to do? If he has bia with one, it doesn't pat to the other. So what are you supposed to do? Kate said, Takanasim. Rashi says, about six lines, the lines become wide. Ketzad takanasan diktane v'chereshes hoyol ve'ein achas peteres terasa. Being the bee of one that is in part of the other, what do you do? Now remember, v'chereshes is lav bas chalitzihi. She's never going to be a bas chalitza. She's a chereshes. The ketana right now is not a bas chalitza. She will be. Chereshes lav bas chalitzihi, the nepuk tarvayu b'chalitza, because the chalitza is done to one, she serves as the shliach for the other, so you can't do chalitza to the chereshes. The imi yabim law, and if he does yibum to the chereshes, the chalitz l'ketana, l'kishatagdil, and then he does chalitza to the ketana when she becomes a gdola, mifsala kamaisa alei. So now the chereshes is actually going to become a surah on him, the kam leibala yivneh. In other words, once chalitza is done to the ketana, even though maybe it took place 3 years later, you've got, let's say, a 9-year-old girl, and you've got a 15-year-old chereshes. So we say that if he's miyabim the chereshes, the 15-year-old, 3 years from now when he does chalitza to the girl when she becomes 12, she will now pass all the chereshes with the din of kevin shlebanish of meyivna. Now you'll ask, why in the world should that be? He already did yibum with the chereshes. It's a done deal. Says Rashi, now, if you miyavim la v'chalitza ketana, g'shiyagol mifsa kamaisa le'dekom le'bila yivne. Why? The hobia de chereshes le'dach yezika. The bia of the Chareshis is not so strong, as we're going to see in a minute. The whole nature of the original marriage to the Chareshis was some type of a quasi-relationship within the Rabbanan, and that zika is not strong enough that that's going to push aside the katana. So that now when the katana is chalitza, that's going to say, Kevin Shlebonish of Leivna, I'm really sorry, Mrs. Chareshis, you're not allowed to be with you, with the Avim anymore. So, meaning the chalitza, if a woman falls to Yivam, what's a regular case? Reuven is married to Rachel and Leah, Reuven dies, Shimon does Yivam to Rachel. Finished. Done deal. Nothing to talk about. You've done Yivam with one. Nasas kishto chal davar. You pat up the tzar. It's a fait accompli. Finished. Here you've got Reuven who is married to a katana and to a chareshes. Reuven dies. If Shimon now goes and is miyabim the chareshes, we say, one second, your relationship with Reuven wasn't so strong in the first place. It was only midrabanan. And therefore the whole zika is shvach. So that even though you have married, you haven't removed the zika entirely to prevent a chalitza from having halachic significance. So that now when this katana becomes a gedola and Shimon does chalitza to her, on a diraisa level, we're going to say, we're going to look at things now with diraisa lenses and say, chalitza was done, kevish lebana shuv leyivna. You're not allowed to have any marriage. And chareshes, that wasn't the marriage diraisa, with a zika diraisa, the yibam diraisa, you're going to have to divorce her. So we're kind of in a bit of a quandary as to how are we supposed to navigate. At the end of the day, we want to matter these two women to the shuk. So Gemara is going to say, what is the best way of doing things? That's what the Gemara says. If you wait for the katana to become a gedola, and she does chalitza,
no, and give her chalitza yibam.
Well, if you do a chalitza to her, then so then it's going to cause the chareshes to divorce. It's going to that's what we just said. It's going to cause the chareshes to divorce. So that's also not an eitzim. The yavam married the yavam was me. Well, we did, but that's what Rashi said.
He didn't even the
chareshes. Well, Rashi was speaking through rhetorically that if the yavam is miyabim the chareshes, then once the katana does chalitza, then he's going to have to be megasha. So that doesn't work. So the Gemara is goofing to go through now what should be done.
Isn't zika derabbanan?
No.
It's not.
Well, no. I mean, pashta zika is. I mean, we did have a discussion of yesh zika or ein zika. Everyone agrees that zika is a derisa concept. The question is, what is the halachic significance of zika? What are the halachic implications of zika? To what extent is it considered to be something which compels, it's an impediment, and so I'll go on. That is our question over here. So again, Reuven was married to Chareshes and a Katana. Reuven dies. The two marriages weren't great. They were derabbanan. We're not really sure kind of if there was a preference of the two. Now when he dies, what should happen? So says the Gemara like this. Amram Chizam Rav. Says Rav, you know what you do? Kainei Sachareshes. You're miyabim the Chareshes. Meaning, notwithstanding what we just said, that it's only the rabban and so on, be miyabim her umitzia beget. That you can do. Meaning, you could have a yibum and divorce her. That's done. Katana, tamtin adjatagdil, the tachlites. Meaning, no one's going to be able to remain married to the yavam. It's just not going to work based on the complexity of this case. So therefore, right now, stage one, let's see who we can deal with. There's a Chareshes who's 15, there's a Katana who's 9. Chareshes, she can't do Chalitza. She's Kuka. She can't do Chalitza. So the only thing you can do is be Miyabim her, but being that the Katana is going to do Chalitza when she becomes a Gedola, you can't stay married to her. So you might as well divorce her immediately. You might argue and say, well, maybe she'd like to live with him for a couple of years. But whatever. Lama Yisrael was saying, be miyabim and give her a get. You're a free lady. You can now marry someone in the shuk. The katana, we say tamdan et shetagdil, the tachlitz, and now she's also, we've covered our bases. We know that neither one can passer the other, as we mentioned before, because both of them only have a derabbanan relationship, and we're not really sure if, you know, in rabbinic marriages, if everything is on exactly the same level. We don't know exactly. You can never be medame, gzeiros and takonis, chazal. And maybe this is a kedushin derabbanan, but it's got a certain eichus, which is a bit more than this one. And therefore, one can never path to the other. We know if it's on the same level, one can path to the other. But we don't know. So therefore, this is what Rav says you do.
My solution minimizes the absurd. Wait till the katana becomes a gedola. Do yibum mechavisa with her. The chereshes can walk.
She can't walk.
Why not?
We'll see in a minute why that's not going to work. We'll see, I believe, in a minute why that can't work. We'll see, I think. So this was Rav's suggestion. Comes along Rav Chisda, and this next line is really going to be the meat and potatoes of the next Amud. And in my mind, it is a little bit confusing, so we'll have to try and figure this out together. Amar Rav Chisda, Shmamina Kesava Rav. And the fact that Rav said that you're Koinis the Chareshis and you're Mitzia the Get, and the Katana waits until she becomes a Gedolah and does Chalitza. Shmamina Kesava Rav, Chareshis Kunuya Mishuyeris. Kitana knuya veina knuya. It must be, that when we look, I'm not sure if this will be helpful or not, but let's say that you've got the marriage to a chareshes, and we're going to say the marriage to a chareshes it's like a knuya veina knuya, meaning it's not a full-fledged marriage. It's some type of a marriage, whatever it is, whatever percentage it is. It's knuya ve'ena knuya. That's going to be the chareshes. When it comes to the katana, we're going to say that we're simply unsure whether or not what type of a connection there is. Is there a proper connection? Did Chazal say she's got a proper connection? Did Chazal say there's no real connection? They're just living together, and we'll have to wait until she grows up, and then the marriage will kind of become a proper marriage. But the way we're going to look at it, we'll first just see the what, and then we'll try and see if we can understand the why. But the what Rav is saying is, we're discussing here, a man who is married to a chareshes and he's married to a katana. Both marriages are derabbanan. And we're saying if when Reuven dies, Reuven dies, and now Shimon over here wants to do Yivam, we said that Shimon cannot be Miyavim one and Pat to the other. Because they're both only a kedushin derabbanan, but we're not quite sure what the level of these two women are. Rav said, you know what should happen over here? Shimon should be miyabim the chareshes, and then divorce her. The katana, when she becomes a gedola, will do chalitza. Says Rav Chisda, that's the psak of Rav. I think I'm able to unpack a little bit of Rav, and I think what Rav is saying is that the relationship of the marriage with the chareshes is one of Kunuyo umishuyeres. You're kind of her, but there's a shiur. Like, it's not a full-fledged marriage. I'm just calling it 50% to make it easier. Whereas katana is kunuyo ve'ena kunuyo. She's acquired, she's not acquired. Let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi says like this. Rashi says, the first white line. Chareshis kunuyo b'miktas umishuyeres. Katana safik kunuyo kula. Safik eina knuya klau. And again, I think it's going to be complicated enough without getting into the svaris. There's a Meiri, there's a Rashba, but just to kind of figure out what the Gemara is saying is that the nature of the relationship with the katana is one of knuya eina knuya, which Rashi says means safik if she's entirely knuya, safik if she's not knuya at all. Let's just see the Rashi. We have to just try and kind of piece it together slowly. We're saying over here that two different gedorim in the relationship with chareshes and the relationship with the katana. Why can't you say that both of them are kenuyes umishu yareis? Why can't you say that? Lekalameimar. Demimasnis and shamin and la. You see, clearly they're not the same level. And the obvious question would be tifter chada bebia chaverta. If you would say that together with both of them is Knuya Mishuyeres, so if Shimon's Ba on the Chareshes, it should pass the Ketana. If he's Ba on the Ketana, it should pass the Chareshes. If both of them is Knuya, they ain't a Knuya. I'm not sure if they're Knuya at all. So let him be Ba on one and pass to the other one, Miman of Shach. So you cannot say, says Rashi, Rashi is dealing with the b'shtein kniyas mishayos like lameimar the mas nisan shemin la deimkin tifte chada b'beis chaverta. The b'shtein suffik nami like lameimar. You also cannot say both of them is a suffik. Midikvani sefer because it's going to say in the sefer the mas nisan ba yavam al haktana the chazru ba al chareshis. This is the next mishnah kuf yud aleph. It says ba yavam al haktana. First the shemin is ba on the ketana, and then he is bought on the chareshes. The din is paslas ketana. Now let's remind ourselves the basics of yibum. If you've got two wives who fall to yibum, Rachel and Leah, so let's say Shimon is bought al Rachel, and then afterwards Shimon is bought al Leah. That doesn't pass al Rachel. Rachel is nasis kishtel al davar. It's like you were mizdana with the other tzara. You're a naughty boy. You weren't allowed to do that. It was also to do that. But, you know, once the Yavam, or let's say this Mace Reuven and this Shimon and Levi. And Shimon is Ba al Rachel, and unbeknownst to Levi, Levi didn't realize that Shimon was really Ba al Rachel, Levi was now Ba al Leah. So he shouldn't have done that either, because once one of the brothers was Ba, it's a done deal. So when Levi's Ba al Leah, it doesn't pass for Rachel. She is the correct and rightful and only true Yavama. Anything which happens after her Yibam was done is finished, has no halachic significance whatsoever. So, says Rashi, you cannot say that both of them are Knuyos Mishuyaris, that both of them have a 50% marriage, because then if so, if he's bought all on one, it's a part of the other. And you cannot say that both of them are a Sufik, Knuya Ve'ena Knuya. You can't say that, because the Mishnah Kuf Yud Aleph says, if Shimon is Ba on the Chareshes, on Monday, when she falls, on Monday, the Chareshes and the Ketana fell to Shimon, he's Ba on the Chareshes on Monday, he's Ba on the Ketana on Tuesday, the Chareshes says, Psula, why? Yaman of Shach. If you're saying both of them are Safik, Knuya Lagamre, Safik not Knuya at all, so if she's Knuya Lagamre, then she's gone, finished. She's got no. And if she's not Knuya at all, she's got no shaita. She was never really properly married to Reuven, really, for all intents and purposes. So why can Shimon just not marry her? Just let him marry her. What's wrong? So Rashi's saying that. Well, that's why we have this difficulty in trying to understand what is the. Is it possible just to open the window a little bit, or is just something? Just a little, thank you so much. Sorry. So therefore, there has to be, it's got to be that we're saying that the relationship with the Chareshes, says Rav, thank you so much, the relationship with the Chareshes, says Rav, is one of Knuya Mishuyaris, right? Some type of a Kenyan, call it 50%, and the relationship with the Ketana is, thank you so much, is Knuya Ve'ena Knuya. Let's just see the Rashi one more time. We just want to get this clear, because this is really the Ikra of the Sugya. One more time. Says Rashi. Chareshes Knuya b'miktzas u'mishuyeres Ketana Sofik Knuya Kula Sofik in a Knuya Kla Zoktu Ashi Debishtein Knuya Yisim Mishuyeres, if both of them are 50% like a Lameimer Dibim Masnisin from our Mishnah Kuf Yud Amin Aleph Shemin in Law Deimkin Tiftechada B'Bias Chaverta. Then the B of one should pat to the other, and the Mishnah says it doesn't, so they're not on the same level. Nekuda. You also cannot say that both of them are isafik. Midiktani save the masnias and kuf yud aleph. Ba yavam ala ketana. If the yavam was with the ketana, the chazir ba ala chareshes, possible is a ketana. He possible is the first one. Ba yavam ala chareshes. The chazir ba ala ketana, possible is a chareshes. How does that work? The ish stay in safik, and if both of them are isafik, kamaisa, taste of gabei, mi man of shach. Let the first one remain by him. Mimanishach. The ha'achreina le'pasla la alea. The second wife cannot pasel on the first one. Why? Explains Rashi. The imshtein knuyois. If we say, okay, we're saying both of them are knuyois, veina knuyois. So let's see, let's imagine for a moment, both of them are 100% knuyois. Meaning when Reuven was with both the Chareshes and the Ketana, he was 100% married to both. Yeah? So it says Rashi, the Ishtein Knuyais Einach Reina Peselas Rishena. Why? The Einach Bia Klum. Once there's been a proper relationship, a full relationship, and the Yavam was Miyabamer, finished. Deina Habiaklum. The Im Zu, what does he do? Yeah, the Im Zu Vizu Eina Knuya, neither one are Knuyas at all. Einan Tsara Zulazu. So then one of them has got no shaykhis to the other. And therefore, why would we say if he's ba' on the Chareshis and then he's ba' on the Ketana, he passes the Chareshis. If he's ba' on the Ketana and then he's ba' on the Chareshis, he passes the Ketana. So, however you look at it, it doesn't make sense. Therefore, concludes Rashi, Ella, Chada Kenuya Mishayeris, Chada Safik. What must be the pshat in Rav is that one is somewhat Kenuya, call it 50%, and one is a Safik. We're not sure if it's all, we're not sure if it's nothing. Zok the Rav, the Rav Shaminan, the Chareshis Hiaknuya Mishayeris. The Chareshis is the one who is somewhat Kenuya, and the Ketan is the Safik. Mishum Hachi, Tetzah Chareshis Beget. Therefore, be Miyabim the Chareshis, be Moitzio with a Get. Why? Dilma Ketana Kenuya Hi Legamre. Because maybe the Ketan is 100% Kenuya. Dilma Ketana Kenuya Hi Legamre, Vadifa Mi Chareshis. Uposla La Chalitza Sa Aleha. And therefore, her Chalitza is going to pass away. Again, one more time. We have Reuben who is married to the Chareshis and to the Ketana. This was a Kedushin Derabbanan. This was a Kedushin Derabbanan. We're saying, we're not going to mention it again, we're saying that the gedder of the Kedushin Derabbanan to the Chareshis and the Ketana is different. Can't be the same, because otherwise one would have passed to the other. What are the two different types of Gedarim where we are contemplating over here? One is called Kenuya Mishayeris, partially acquired, and one is Kenuya Ve'ena Kenuya. We're not sure if she's Kenuya 100%. We're not sure if she's Kenuya, if she's not Kenuya at all. So says Rav, Halach Lemaisa, Meis Ruvein, who was married to the Chareshis and the Ketana, what should Shimon do to pater these two women, to allow them to get on with their lives? She's 15 years old, she's 9 years old. So he said, what happens? Step number one is Shimon is Miyabim the Chareshis, meaning there was a partial marriage over here, and therefore there is Epesah Zika, there's something going on over here, so Shimon will be Miyabim her. But Shimon must divorce her. Why must he divorce her? Because this Ketana is either completely married or completely not married. She's Kenuya Ve'ena Kenuya. Al Hatzad, that she's not Kenuya. Let's start with Al-Hatzad. Al-Hatzad that she's not Kenuya. Al-Hatzad. If when she becomes a 12-year-old girl, when she becomes a Gedola, and she does Chalitza to Shimon, in no way, shape, or form will that in any way impact the marriage between the Chareshis to Shimon. Because you are not Kenuya at all. If you're not Kenuya, you're not able to do anything. The problem is, maybe the Ketana is Kenuya Legamre, she was Kenuya Legamre 100%, and if she's Kenuya Legamre 100%, so now when she does Chalitza, when she's 12, 3 years after he was Miyabamer, that Chalitza, which is a Me'ahuz Chalitza, that now will invoke a din of Kevin Shleibone, Shovle Yivne, I'm really sorry, you don't have a proper Zika, you've got a Mikta Zika, you've got a Shvacha Zika. And I, the Ketana Midyaraisa, was able to create a matzav of Kevin Shleibona Shavla Yivna, because I did a Midyaraisa Chalitza. I did a proper Chalitza, Al Hatsa, that she's Kenuya Legamre, and therefore the Zika is a Zika Legamre. Therefore we say, that's the reason why, when Shimon is Miyabamer, he should divorce her, because otherwise, when she comes of age and she does Chalitza, he's going to have to divorce her.
So
that's what I said. I said it could be, you know, maybe she wants to stay married for a couple of years. I don't see why not, unless it's something I'm missing in theory, but, you know, that's how I've seen it. So again, came along with Chizda, and Chizda said, that is the pshat in the psak of Rav. It must be that Rav is looking at the nature of the relationship with a marriage to a Chareshis, which is the Rabbanan, is one of Kenuya Mishayeris, which we're calling 50%. And the nature of the marriage to the Ketana is either all or nothing. Either all or nothing. That is what Rav has said. So let's just see the Gemara one more time. For three lines from the bottom. And let's see what we can do with this. Amar of Chizda. Amar of Chizda, Shema Minah, Kisav Rav. Haresh is Kanuyo, Mishayaris. Katana is Kanuyo, Ve'ena Kanuyo. These are good ideas. Haresh is Kanuyo, Ve'ena Kanuyo, Katana, Kanuyo, Mishayaris. If you say the opposite way around, that the Haresh's might be 100% married. She might be 100% married. Maybe she's 100% not married. And the Katana is the one who's got the 50%. If you say that, so then, am I kainis a mitzvah beget? Why, when he marries, when he's miyabim the chereshes? And remember, the chereshes is the only one which we're suggesting that he's miyabim. So why, when he's miyabim her, does he have to be mitzvah her beget? Maybe the chereshes is knuya legamrei. Kesiv gabei miman of shach. Let the chereshes remain by him miman of shach. Why? Iknuyehi. If the Chereshes is actually fully married to Shimon, so when the Ketana does Chalitza, doesn't Shtar, meaning the Chereshes is fully married to Shimon. She was fully married to Reuben. She was fully Nisyabemes to Shimon. She's Masas Lishta L'chol Dover. Plus Gate Maron, if the Ketana now does Chalitza to Shimon, Chalitza is meaningless because the Chereshes was Knui Lagamri. I'll tell that she's Knui Lagamri. So if she's Knui Lagamri, the ilav kenuyehi. What's the other tzad? That she's not kenuyehi at all. She's nothing. She's not a tzara. So then hanachris ba'almahi. So then there's no reason why she can't stay married. So it wouldn't have made sense that Rav said marry b'miyabim nechareshes and promptly divorce her, because otherwise the suffix which we have with the katana and her subsequent chalitza is going to pose problems. Now, says the Gemara, V'chi Teima, Katana, Amai Tamtin Ad Shetagdil V'Tachlitz. Now, if you're telling me by the Katana, you, Rav Chisda, are telling me B'das Rav, Katana is K'nu V'ena K'nu. It's either all or nothing. So, V'chi Teima, Katana, Amai Tamtin Ad Shetagdil V'Tachlitz. Yeah? Why does he need to wait and do Chalitza? Tasted Gabe, maybe he can be with her also. He can be miyabim her. Let him be miyabim her. This katana, and I think what the Gemara means is let him be miyabim her initially. She's knuya veina knuya, so let him be miyabim the katana initially. And tasted Gabe, e knuya he ha knuya he. We'll say the same thing. If she's fully married, she's fully married. And the chalitza of the chareshes doesn't share. Ilav knuyehi nuchrisa v'almehi. She's a nuchris. So, asks the Gemara, Maridik Akasha. You're telling me the katana is knuyeh v'ena knuyo? So again, Mace Ruvain. Why did Rav say, be miyadim the chareshes, divorce her, wait 3 years, and she'll do chalitza? Zakav Chizda, Chareshes is Kneo Mishayeres, Ketanes Kneo Vena Kneo. If you, Rav Chisda, are saying B'das Rav that she's Kneo Vena Kneo, got another way of dealing with it. Let Shimon initially be Miyabim the Ketana. You're telling me she's either Kneo Lagamri or she's not Kneo at all? So if she's Kneo Lagamri, so then he could be Miyabim her, she can stay married, right? When the Chareshes does Chalitza, it doesn't share. Doesn't do anything, right? Because she's Kneila Gamri. She's not Kneila Gamri. She's a Nachris. She's not related. She's not a Tzara. And why does she can stay married? So, asks the Gemara, I still don't understand why Rav had to say, be Miyabim the Chareshes and be Moitzin the Chareshes and then wait for 3 years and do Chalitza to the Ketana. Why can't she be Miyabim the Ketana? Lovely girl, 9 years old. She's going to make a fantastic wife. She is a bas das, she's asl chal das. Why didn't Rav say that? That's the Gemara's kasha now. V'chi teima ketana, my tamtin, ad shetagdil v'tachlit, teisiv gabe, and we'll say the same in manashach. I knuyehi, ha knuyehi. And subsequent chalitza won't shtar. I lav knuyehi, nechrisa ba'almehi. Says the Gemara, you're right. However, unkein chereshes, b'met hepuk. In what way and how will the Chereshes be able to leave? What's she going to do now? Rashi says, Halav Baschalitza. She's not a Baschalitza. So imagine, if you will, Shimiz Miyam Miktana. This Chareshis is stuck. She's stuck. What is she supposed to do now? She can't do Chalitza. Maybe the Ketana is not married at all. Maybe she's Eina Knuya. And if she's Eina Knuya, she still is Kukal Yibum. She cannot do Chalitza. Now, if the Ketana is Knuya Lagamre, that precludes the Chareshis' ability to do Yibum. So we will not allow the Chareshis to do Yibum. And she can't do Chalitza, because the Chareshis can't do Chalitza. So, says the Gemara, you're right in your analysis that in theory, you, Rav Chisda, say that the Chareshis is Knuya Mishayetz, and the Ketana is Knuya Vena Knuya, that must be the Pshat and Rav. But then why did Rav say you have to be Miyabim her and divorce her and let her do Chalitza? Couldn't Rav have allowed Shimon to be Miyabim the Ketana? Says the Gemara, you're right. But then she would be stuck. She'd be stuck. Why? One more time. Because if the Ketana is Knuya Lagamre, so then you can't have a second Yibum, right? He was already Miyabim one of the two Tzaras.
Wouldn't that cut her?
What's that? It would, but we don't know. We don't know.
Let's say if she's Knuya, so that cuts her.
If she's Knuya Lagamre, then the Chareshis is Ptura.
Yeah.
Right?
And if not,
then she's obligated to have Yibum or Chalitza.
Right, but then if the other Tzara of the Ketana is that she's a Nochris, in which case do Yibum to the Chareshis?
Why is that the other Tzad? That's the other Tzad of Ketana, but why? We can still be on the same Tzad. Why do we have to go to the other Tzad? We can still say that either she's Knuya Lagamre. If she's Knuya Lagamre, then she will pass the Tzad. But maybe she's not Knuya Lagamre, which means she's nothing, in which case she's Kukali Yibum, right? Which is Shav Yibum. But she can't have Yibum because maybe she already parted her. So Lamaisa, she is stuck. She's stuck right now. She cannot have Yibam because maybe the Ketana already was Maitzi her, so to speak. And she cannot do Chalitza because she cannot do Chalitza because she's a Chareshis. So what the Gemara has answered is, you're right. In theory, if we didn't care about the Chareshis, you're right. We could say, Dimi Abam the Ketana. But then this poor Chareshis is stuck. So the only way, practically, to deal, again, the Gemara's shadow was, Kitzad Takanoson. How can we fix up both these ladies that they can continue with their lives? The best way to do so is Miyabim with a get, Chalitza when she comes of age. Zakto Chizdo, I think, looking back, that the Pshat in Rav must have been that the Chareshis is Knuya Mishayeris, somewhat Knuya, 50%. The Ketana is Knuya Veina Knuya, and that's the reason why Rav said what he said. Yeah? So far, so good? Okay, good. Good. In Kain Haresh is in the Tepuk. Fine. So that, in essence, that is pretty much the Sigyo. Adkan. That's really the whole Gemara, till the Mishnah. That's really it. If we get stuck in the Cheshbonos, or when we get stuck in the Cheshbonos, I'm speaking about myself, Lamai said that is the Sigyo. We pretty much have it. Okay, so the Gemara like this. Amr Sheshis. It makes sense to say, like Rav Chisda said, that the Chareshis is Knuya Mishayeris, 50%. The Ketana is a question mark, Knuya Vena Knuya. It makes sense to say that. Chareshis, the Tanya. I'm going to bring a Raya now that Chareshis is Knuya Mishayeris. We're going to bring a raya now, at least the tzad, that Chareshis is Knuya Mishayeris. The Daniel. Shnei achim nesuin shtei achoyes. And the Bach takes out the word Yosemite. So you've got two brothers who are married to two sisters. One of them is a Ketana. It's that type of Kedushin derabbanan. One is a Chareshis. It's that type of a Kedushin derabbanan. So two brothers are married to two sisters. Meis bailashel Ketana. The Baal HaKetana dies. So, Chareshis, Yoytzeis beget. So, the Shimon, who is married to the Chareshis, and now a Ketana falls to him, so he has to divorce his wife. The Chareshis is Yoytzeis beget. And the Ketana is Tamtin Ad Shetagdil, the Tachlitz. She waits until she becomes a Gedolah, and she does chalitza. So one more time. Two brothers, one is married to a ketana, one is married to a chareshes. The Baal HaKetana dies. So the Baal HaChareshes, what does he do? He needs to be meets his wife with a get. And the Ketana who fell now to the Yavam, to Shimon, she will wait until she becomes a Gdela, and she will do Chalitza. She will do Chalitza. Let's see Rashi on this. Rashi says, Meis by Lishol Ketana. So the Chareshes is Yetz the get. Why? The Zikas Ketana is Rasta Olav. The Zika of the Ketana now after is the Chareshes. Why? The Chareshes Kriya Mishayeres. This is our proof. In other words, same case over here. But so you had Reuben and Shimon, and Reuben was married to the what is our case over here? We have the case of Reuben was married to a Ketana. And Shimon is married to the Chareshes. So we're saying that when Reuben dies, the Ketana falls. So being that the Chareshes is only Kenuyo Mishriyeres, it's only 50%, and maybe the Zik of the Ketana is 100%. So that now undermines this relationship. And therefore Shimon, the Baal HaChareshes, he needs to divorce her, because their relationship was only Kenuyo Mishriyeres. That's what we're bringing a riot to. Again, Meis Baal HaShel Ketana, said then the Baal HaChareshes, the Chareshes is Yid the get, and the Ketana is Tam Tanesh Tagdil, the Tachlitz. Now, Meis Baal HaShel Chareshes, if it's the other way around, that the Baal HaChareshes dies, so Ketana Yid the get. So again, maybe the Ketana is not married at all. It's Kenuya Veina Kenuya. So he also has to divorce the Ketana. The Chareshes Asura La'olam. So let's try and get this clear. The Chareshes is Asur. She is absolutely stuck in this case. Again, what happened? The Baal of the Ketana dies. That means the Ketana falls to the Baal Chareshes. So the Baal is Meitzi, his wife, the Chareshes. The Ketana is, I read the wrong line. Meis Baal HaShel Chareshes. The Baal HaChareshes dies. So we said the Ketana is Yetz Beget, and the Chareshes is absolutely stuck. Let's see the Rashi on this. So we said the Ketana is Yetz Beget. The Baal of the Chareshes dies. The Ketana is Yetz Beget. Why? The Zikas Chareshes Achisa is Rasa. Why? Shema Ketana ain't a Kenuya Klal. Because now we need to say that maybe the Ketana is not properly married. We said Kenuya ain't a Kenuya. So our tzad that the Ketana is not properly married and the Chareshes is somewhat married, Kenuya Mishayeres, so Vahadu Kimafuta, it's like she's just living together with him Sam. They're not married. The Chareshes, Kenuya Mishayeres, Vahadu La'ishtai. Therefore, his wife is Achiz Zgukasi. So that's the reason why the Ketana has to leave. Maybe she's not married, and the Chareshes poses problems. What practically happens to this Chareshes who fell to the Baal HaKetana? Chareshes Asura La'olam L'Kainza. Yeah, I'm sorry, L'Kainza Yafshar. To marry the Ketana, the Chareshes, excuse me, the Kainza Yafshar. Why? Why can't he marry her? Because Shema Ketana Knuyehi. Maybe the Ketana was properly married to her husband, and if so, what? I bet he's divorced her. No, Vizu Achiz Grushasai. But now the Chareshes is the sister of my sister divorced. I can't marry. I'm the Achiz Grushasai. So maybe the Chareshes cannot marry him. We know there's a heter to marry a sister once the other sister dies. So maybe I'll say that. V'afilu meisa ketana achakach upaka is achis isha. Still asura. Mishim eishis ach. Why? Hoyalu b'shas nefila niftar mimenu. So, being that she was niftar b'shas nefila, she remains asura. So there's no hetzer, there's no hetzer for the fellow to be miyabim the chareshes, al hatzad that the ketana was kenuya. And even after her death, he also can't do so because didn't have the ability to do so, b'shas nefila. And as we know, says Rashi, b'chalitzi yafshar, talav bas chalitzi. This chareshes is never able to do chalitza. So Nebuch, in this case, this chareshes is stuck forever. That's what it says. So again, one more time. Mace, this last case. Mace, baila, shel, chareshes. The chareshes falls to Yibum. Her sister, the ketan, is married. We say the ketan is made with a get, because maybe the ketan is not married at all. And the kinyan b'miktzis, the kinyan m'shiyaris of the chareshes, asters, therefore you have to divorce the ketana. However, he's not able to be miyabim the chareshes, because maybe the ketana is kinyan legamrei. So at the time of Nefila, he's not able to marry her. Even if she dies afterwards, he can't marry her, and she can't do chalitza either. The chareshes is asur la'aylam. Now says the Braisa, the im ba ala chareshes, what happens if he was ba la? He wasn't supposed to. They said he wasn't supposed to, because maybe the katana was knuya legamre. And if she was knuya legamre, then it's achiz krushase. The im ba ala chareshes, the din is nesim la get. Vuhutra. Practically speaking, I think about the end of the sugya, we'll explain why the Bryce is doing this. Practically speaking, this is a horrendous situation to be in. This chareshes is stuck forever. She cannot do anything. She's mamish naguna. She has no, there's nothing she can do for heter to marry anyone other than do an isser. And the Gemara is going to say at the end of the sugya, the Bryce is telling us kind of a tikkun di isura, because there is no tikkun of heter. Not to say that that's what she's encouraged to do, but it just mentions what in theory would be a tikkun, but the only type of tikkun is a tikkun of iser. We said the chareshes is not allowed to do yibam, because to the extent that he was megarish the ketana, maybe it's achiz krushase. And even after she dies, there's no heter of yibam, because yibam is nimda the nikba at the time of the nefila. And being that at the time of the Nefila, it was also because of Achiz Krushase, it remains also forever. So there's never a hetzer to be me'avim her, and she's a chareshes, she can never do chalitza. So she's stuck. Lu yitzuyer, they did an iser, and he was me'avim her. If he now divorces her, she would be muteris. That's what the Brais is saying. So now, again, all of this was brought, if Sheshes is bringing this to prove that a chareshes is kenuya. So says the Gemara. Iyam is bishul mechareshes kni mishiyeres, and a ketano is kni veina knuya mishemachi dechi ba al chareshes. That's why if you add the word im, it makes it easier. Mishemachi the im ba al chareshes. If he would do an iser, and he would be with the chareshes, meisin laget v'hutro. He could give her a get. And he could matzah the amris mimanavshach. Whatever, however you look at it, lemaisa now, after the dust settles, everyone is going to be mutter. Mimanavshach. I ktana knuyahi. If the ktana is knuya, then hanafke mishimachis isha. There was no problem in the first place with this chareshes, because if the ktana was properly knuya, and the chareshes falls, she's ptur legamrei midinachis isha. Right? No problem. If she's falling into a relationship where her sister is married, she's yotzis because of a chayz isha. Ilav kanuya, if the ketana was never married, so then, shapa miyabim. He was entitled to be miyabim the chareshes. So that would all make sense. Eliyamris, chareshes kanuya veina kanuya ketana kanuya mishiyeris. But if you say the opposite way around, so now, in this case, that he was meitzi as ketana beget, and then he was ba ala chareshes, ki ba ala chareshes, am I nesim get, v'hutra? Why do we say it's sufficient to give her a get, and now she's muteris? Why is that good enough? Why is that good enough? Have you la bia psula? The bia that he did with the chareshes is a bia psula. And a bia psula le patra is not enough to patter her. If you look at Rashi, the first line, According to this tzad, maybe the chareshes is totally acquired, and the katana loy dachila, the knuy mishiyeres, the katana is only knuy mishiyeres, she's not able to push her off. In which case, ubiyasa, biapsula, the biapsula which was done, the bia which was done was a biapsula. Shari achis yishbe miktasi, the katana was only an achis yishbe miktas. Ubiapsula le patra miyibum, that's get le bia, the chalitza le zikase, the chareshes la bas chalitza, the chareshes would now require, in addition to the bia and the get which was given to her, she would require chalitza, and she's not eligible to receive chalitza. So the Gemara says it must be Zaktiv Sheishis that Chareshis is Knuy Mishayaris, Ktana is Knuy Veina Knuya. In short, just the nugget to take out of this is the only way this case would make sense is if you say that the Ktana is Knuy Veina Knuya and the Chareshis is Knuy Mishayaris, because otherwise you have a problem of Bia Psula, and the Bia Psula doesn't patter. To which the Gemara is Deicha. And the Gemara says that's not necessarily a conclusive proof, because the Gemara says, "Hamani Reb Nechemyah, Darma Bia Psula, Peteres Mechalitza, even a Shvacha Bia, even a Bia Psula, could also pass in Mechalitza." So that case is not necessarily going to be a riot with Chizda's analysis. You don't have a riot. But says the Gemara, one second, Reb Nechemyah, then what are you going to do with the Seifa? Says in the Seifa, Mishaya Nasu Shtei, Yisema's Ketana Chareshes. He's married to two girls. One is a Ketana who's a Yisema. One is a Chareshes. Umeis. And the fellow dies. So you have a Ketana falling to Yibum and her co-wife, a Chareshes falling to Yibum. So we say the following. Bo Yavam ala Ketana v'chazo Baal ala Chareshes. If the Yavam is Ba on the Ketana and then he's Ba on the Chareshes, and if people are cold now, you can close those. Just a bit, whatever people want. We said if uba yav malaktan of chazir ba alachareshes, aisha ba achiv alachareshes nesru shtei in alav. So remember, this is the next mishnah. So you have both a ketan who falls to Shimon, a chareshes who falls to Shimon, and it says if the yavam is ba on the ketana today and on the chareshes tomorrow, or Shimon is ba on the Ketana today, and Levi, another brother, is ba on the Chareshes tomorrow, the din is Nesru Shtehen Alav. Both of them become Aser. Says the Mishnah, Ketza Takanas. What should you do? Chareshes Yotze Beget, Ketana Tamten Achetag, the Over Tachlitz. That is the Eitza, that's the next Mishnah, which we'll see. Says the Gemara, Iyar Mesbishlem Chareshes Knuya Mishayeres. Once again, if you say that A, Chareshes is Knuya Mishayeres, and a katana is kniyavena kniyah, she's only partially acquired. V'rabbanan he, and we're going like the rabbanan, who say that a biapsula doesn't patter. If you say that, v'shemachi tamten at shetagdol v'tachlis. That's why she must wait for chalitza. Tadil makadimu boil chareshes, because maybe the bia to the chareshes will be done first. In which case, that will now invoke the Vahavula Bia, the Ketana Bia Psula, and a Bia Psula does not patter. Eliyamriz Reb Nechemyah Ha'amra Bia Psula Patra. Even a Bia Psula has the ability to patter and sort people out. So why would we insist on this specific Seder? El Shmamina must be going like the Rabbanan. Shmamina. So again, the structure was we thought to say we have a riot with Chizda from the next case. The Gemara said, perhaps you don't have a riot because we're going like Rabbi Gamliel, who says that a Bia Psula does patter. We said, if it's going like Rabbi Nechemyah, then the next case, the next Mishnah doesn't make any sense. Elamai, it must be going like the Rabbanan, in which case we revert back to our original Raya. The Rosh Hashanah says, I have a Raya like Chizda, that Ketana is Knuy Mishayeres, is Knuy Mishayeres, Akhtan is Knuy Veina Knuya. The Gemara, the Sigi concludes, Amra Vashi Mireisha Nami Shmamina Adurabanani. From the Reisha, or also it's Mavur, that it's going like the Rabbanan. The Ketani, it says in the Reisha, Imbo al Chareshes Nesin la Get Vahutra. If he's with a Chareshes, he gives her a get and he mounts her. Valiktani Imbo al Ketana. It doesn't say that he's Ba'al Ketana Nesin la Get Vahutra. So if you look at Rashi over here, Rashi says, maybe Reisha now, maybe about four lines in the bottom. Rashi says, Yerushanami Gabi Achoyos, with the case of the sisters, Shvamina Drabani, Diktani Gabi Meis Baila Shal Hareshis, Imba Ala Hareshis, Nasin Laget, Megabi Meis Baila Shal Ktana, Diktani Ktana Tamtin, Velektani Imba Ala Ktana, Nasin Laget for Hutra. It doesn't say that he's able to give her a get. If he's Ba and the Ktana can give her a get, Alma. It must be that the reason why a get in and of itself would be insufficient is because whenever you have a bia psula is not enough, it doesn't pattern with a get. You need to do chalitza also. So it must be that it's going like the rabbanan, and a bia psula does not pattern. To which the Gemara says, imishim halei iria. I could give a simple dichui, and I could say chareshes the lesli takan to their teira. Like we said a few minutes ago, when it comes to chareshes, that she's really stuck, and there's absolutely nothing she can do. She cannot do yibum because maybe the ketan is knuya legamrin, therefore she's in a chiz grushase. And even if she waits for it to die, it's still asa. And she cannot do chalitza because she's a chareshes. So we said chareshes the lesli takan to their teira, ketani takan to the isura. That if he is Ba'al Lehabiyasa, whereas Katana, the Isla Takanta De Teira of Tamten Achatachlites, that's the reason why Leitani Takanta De Isura. Really, it could be that it's going like the Rabbi Gamliel, and maybe a Biapsura does patter, but because there's a Takanta De Teira, it's not for the Mishnah or a Braisa to tell you a Takanta De Isura. The Kitzer, let's just try and remember the Yesod one more time. What we've said over here is, in a situation where Reuben dies, he was married to a Chareshes and to a Ketana, the Mishnah said that Shimon is not able to be Miyabim one and part of the other, because both of them have a Kedushin Derabbanan, and we're not really sure which Kedushin Derabbanan is stronger. The Rav gave the Psak and said, what are you supposed to do in this case? Shimon would do Yibam to the Chareshes, and then would give her a get. And the reason why he has to give her a get is because that kinyan is a knuya mishayaris, whereas the ketana is knuya veina knuya. Maybe the ketana is knuya legamre, and therefore she has to do chalitza. And maybe the chalitza will be a 100% chalitza, which will now make a kevin shleibana shuv lo yivne type of matzav. And that was the sigur, because they said shmamina shita's rav, and this seems to be what we say lamaskana. The nature of the kinyan, the rabbanan with the chareshes is a kinyan mishayaris, and with the ketana it's kinyan veina kinyan.